Yes, but I bet they taste oh so good. Track 2. Now we hear from BBC Lookies presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, who talks about bouncing back with the Glenister brothers.
What a sight for sore eyes, my opening words as I walked on stage to host one of the reopening weekend events at the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds. Seeing a live audience back inside the theatre was a joyful experience, and you could feel the buzz and the unanimous determination to have a good time. The event was an evening with Robert and Philip Glenister, and I was interviewing the famous acting brothers about their lives and careers. They were great fun, very down to earth, and full of wonderful anecdotes. We touched on the pandemic. Both had just had their second jabs and regaled us with stories of the celebrities they'd seen at their vaccination centres in London. But we mainly enjoyed talking about everything but COVID. I did the same when I met up with my great friend Harriet indoors for the first time since last autumn. The previous time we'd met, we'd sat in the one chink of sunlight in her garden, chasing it around as it moved. Every so often, Harriet would check I didn't need a blanket to stop hypothermia setting in. But here we were now, drinking cocktails back in the cosy club and discussing our jobs, families, dogs and holidays, just as we used to. Most fabulous of all, I've just got back from visiting my dad and staying in his house for the first time since March 2020. Since then, we've lost my mum, and my father's had to go through two cancer scares on his own. Having a boisterous family of four, and the new addition to the family, a puppy who's already 27 kilograms, descend on his quiet life, must have been exhausting, but he coped brilliantly. For my part, I lay in bed that first night in his house and had a coming home feeling. The smells, the pictures, my mother's belongings still all around. The pandemic threw all of us into a state of not knowing, losing control of our lives, having to adapt to constantly changing circumstances. Just to be able to return to some semblance of what we had before is like putting on a pair of comfy slippers at the end of a difficult day and thinking, and breathe. Thank you to all those who kindly contacted me after I wrote about my mother's death in this column. Many had been through a similar loss and said they really identified with my experience. I'd been warned that grief is unpredictable. It can creep up on you at the most unexpected times. Sometimes on a dog walk on my own, I will find myself in tears as a poignant memory of my mother pops into my mind unbidden. But when I expected the grief to be acute, while going through some of my mum's stuff, it was less painful than I expected. I've been reading about the work of mourning, the different stages one has to go through after losing someone. The psychologist Irving Janis also described the work of worrying, the theory that the more you worry ahead of something, the more able you are to cope with it when it happens. This is great news if you're a born worrier like me, and I think it may be why sorting through my beloved mum's clothes, admin and old cosmetics was more nostalgic than upsetting. That was the outfit she wore to our wedding, I thought, sparking memories of happy times in her supportive presence. In one of her desk drawers, I found two lovely cards my brother had written her some years ago at particularly significant times. I say they were lovely. I'm partly guessing, as I'm sure my mother did too. My brother's handwriting is so tiny and difficult to read that it's like doing one of those tricky mind puzzles in the Times newspaper. For example, if that's an H, then that must be a C. I should have written her cards like this, I thought with a pang. But then I remembered that I spoke to her every day and told her these things. There was nothing left unsaid between me and my mum. My thoughts are with all of you who are grieving right now, whether it be a recent or a past loss. It's a journey full of twists and turns, hidden obstacles, and the occasional beautiful view.